tagcastpodcast.com.
Hey, Taggets, you got a combine or a tractor that needs serviced? Check out Complete Ag Resolutions. Today's episode is brought to you in part, as always, by Complete Ag Resolutions, offering you the best solutions in your agricultural needs. They're a family-based business where the customer always comes first. Check them out at facebook.com/Complete Ag Resolutions.
Do it.
Hey, Gatch.
Yeah.
We're on iTunes. We're on TuneIn. We're on Stitcher. We're on the internet. We're on Facebook. We're on TagCastPodcast.com.
You just blew my mind.
Did you say blow?
Mind. I'm losing my mind.
And now, once again, it's time for the TagCast Podcast with Terry and Gatch.
Yeah.
My name's Terry Gile.
You know what you are? You gimpy lake monster!
You're a sexist, egotistical, lying, hypocritical bigot.
Hello, everybody. I can't speak.
My leg is right out in the middle of the street.
Did you know that I've seen your penis 6 times today? And his name is Dustin Gatchel.
Would you go to the president's office? Shit on his desk while he's watching right there on his desk.
We don't need idiots.
Ernest?
Good for nothings. Meth heads. Or
Bob and Tom.
I'm getting made for this, boys.
The TagCast Podcast starts right now.
Okay, Five Alive.
Refresh me.
Wow!
Okay, Five Alive.
Refresh me.
Wow!
Five Alive fruit beverage with pure juice concentrated from 5 delicious fruits. Tangerine, grapefruit, lemon, lime, and orange. So much juice makes it one refreshing fruit beverage.
Okay, Five Alive, refresh me.
Wow!
Five Alive, the wholesome refresher.
Hello and welcome to the TagCast number 305. I am one of your hosts, DeGatchel.
DeGatchel. I am T. Guile, the other host. We are performing 5 magics upon you now with Five Alive. Do you guys remember Five Alive?
I do.
How about you listeners?
Right out of the frozen container.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, we were looking at commercials for that Five Alive, which is what you heard before you heard Megadeth. They had some commercials from 2001, Five Alive. It sounded like the Backstreet Boys.
Yeah, it did.
And then it went into like a heavy metal-ish kind of song and then like reggae. But I didn't know it Five Alive was like, still around.
Yeah, it sounded like every other commercial from that time trying to sell something outrageous.
Yeah, like pizza. Now. I would like to thank... Oh, welcome to the show, by the way. It's Friday. Hope you're ready to get your weekend
Friday.
On.
You know what I want to do on Fridays and what I do just about every Friday is I head down to the pizza now and I get me a pizza for the weekend.
When do you do it?
Now.
All right. Where can you find pizza now?
Let's see. You can find them at 1705 Southeast Hill Street.
Sweet. You can call them at 928-0900.
Yeah. You can find them on Facebook.
At Facebook. / Pizza Now Albany.
There.
And you can follow them on Twitter.
Yeah.
@ Pizza Now 1. They gave us free pizza.
That was cool. Thank you very much.
Just to say
it's
that.
It's great pizza.
It's good, yeah.
I'm a frequent customer, so it worked out.
And a lot of people
well for me.
Aren't into the $5 pizza, you know, because you get a pepperoni or cheese, but they got lots of cool pizzas. They got a new one called the Porcupine.
Yeah. $11, man. It's got a
barbecued pulled pork.
Yeah.
Pineapple. That's the pork and the pine right there.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got red onions with a barbecue base.
Yeah, that sounds
instead
good.
Instead of like pizza sauce, you know, you got a barbecue base. And they got all kinds of things, you know, buffalo chicken pizza, barbecue chicken,
bacon cheese
ranch.
Bread.
Oh, yeah. Breadsticks, jumbo wings, salads. So go check them out now.
With a drive through.
Call ahead to ensure no wait.
Yeah, they'll even deliver.
So after you do that, go down and get your tractor fixed at Complete Ag Resolutions.
Yes. And you can, drop a stand by a slice of pie.
Stand by me.
Stand By Me.
There's some people hanging out in Brownsville the last couple days, and they've never seen Stand By Me. He comes over sometimes, and he's right by me.
Dude, I can blow you away with another one very similar to that.
A movie that people haven't seen?
I saw somebody post, because on Tuesday they said, "Happy birthday to the dude," and they posted a picture of, you know, the Big Lebowski and his...
Right.
With his Caucasian in hand and his robe on, and there was a post underneath that said, "I still need to see that movie."
Oh,
how can you not say anything? But I didn't.
Due to Reno.
I know.
I have a fellow comedian, female, that I will not name because anyone listening that saw the post will know. She posted something to the effect that she doesn't get the Coen brothers. And then another unrelated question was something else, and people were like, "What's not to get? How don't you get the Coen brothers?" She's like, "I've tried, and I don't want to try anymore." And so, you know, I guess it's all about your tastes.
I guess so. Maybe they don't like the subtle humor, or it's just over their head, or it's just not, they don't subtly laugh.
And that's why people were commenting and saying, "How can you not love Raising Arizona? You know, how can you not love whatever the dude, the Big Lebowski? You know, how can you not love those movies?"
I can get not loving Raising Arizona, though, but that's just my own personal taste.
Like I said, personal tastes. And it could be Coen Brothers, but you still might not like it as much as you like another Coen Brothers.
What about Intolerable Cruelty?
That was probably one of my least favorites. I need to watch it again, though. I need to bring your movies back because I've watched those both. But and that was another
Which
one they
one
brought
were
up.
Where are they?
You know.
I do not.
The oldest one, Blind.
The Blood Simple?
Blood Simple, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they had brought up that on that same thread, saying how, you know, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one was Miller's Crossing.
Ah.
Both good. Liked mm-hmm. them. Had seen them before, but still liking them. And happy Friday, you guys. Like I said, we were supposed to have a guest on today, but he dogged us. He wookied us.
Yeah.
We've been wookied.
Yeah.
But maybe he'll show up. We just couldn't wait because our time is precious, as is yours. And we didn't want to wait.
Yeah, we could have been waiting until release time.
Right. And no Blazer Wookie at this point, but he will maybe be in on Monday, or
you
maybe
know,
he'll be in later
you know
today.
What day it is today?
Well, it's Friday.
It is Friday.
It's Friday the 7th.
It's Friday the 7th. That means
Pearl Harbor Day? Pearl Harbor Day.
It is. And it's 14 plus 4 days till Christmas. That's 18 days until Christmas.
That's a good way to add it up.
Thanks.
That Indian adding.
Yes. And so a shizzle plus nizzle means there's 18 days, right? And
yeah.
So, dude, for the rest of the year up until Christmas, Amazon is going to have some amazing deals.
Really?
Yeah, they've already been doing them all this last week.
Yeah, so if you guys want some amazing deals, you should go to the tagcastpodcast.com, click on the Amazon link.
I've been noticing people have been doing it.
Yeah, thanks, you guys.
Yeah.
It helps us,
yeah.
And it helps you, and it helps you help yourself.
It does. Somebody bought a book on some mushrooms.
Yeah.
Hmm.
We know people who like mushrooms.
Yeah.
People who've like been
it's
on the show.
It's a field guide. Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So that is awesome. And some people buy like crackers.
Off of
foods.
Off of Amazon?
Yeah, you can get a subscription to where they'll send food to your door monthly.
That's
you got to be really careful about what you buy on there, though, as far as like expirational goods.
Oh, yeah.
I guess, you know, like quick expiring goods.
Yeah.
Or something that might not sell a lot of, you know.
It's just weird still to me to buy like groceries off the internet, but whatever.
It works. I've not. Well, actually, I bought like $80 worth of trail mix goods.
What are you fucking stocking up for the apocalypse?
No, well, I bought them because I was running a vending thing.
Oh, that's right.
At my work. And then there was people like, you should get some trail mix. And I'm like, well, I could probably get some kick-ass ingredients.
Yeah.
You know, spend the time to sort them and then have a kick-ass trail mix for a great price.
Huh.
But it just didn't go over that well.
Oh, wow.
I guess maybe they just didn't
want
to.
So you're stuck with it?
Yeah. Like 200 bags.
Hey, you guys want to buy some trail mixes? Hit us up at contact at tagcastpodcast.com. Trail mix don't go bad.
Yeah, it's like 4 years old, but it's a lot of like great quality nuts. There was some chocolate covered sunflower seeds in there.
Cool. It's and, a Tagcast nut sale.
Yeah, and then there was some dried strawberries, man, that were really good.
Okay, so we'll give you 25 bags on my dresser for what?
I don't know. I think I'm going to throw them out or fed them to the worms. If you want a worm, I'll email you or I'll message you a worm.
Okay, so cancel that on the Tagcast nut sale because I think the nuts have gone nuts.
Yeah, I mean, if you want a worm, send me a self-addressed stamped envelope.
You never know what you're going to get. Mm-hmm. Like Forrest Gump always says. Hey, you know what we forgot to talk about on Wednesday's show is, did you watch Walking Dead on Sunday?
Yeah, I did.
The cliffhanger of the mid-season finale. It wasn't that big of a cliff.
No, it wasn't.
I felt disappointed and let down.
Where was Sylvester Stallone?
Because I'm looking at the clock, and I know that the episode's over, and I'm like, a lot's going to have to happen in the next 2 minutes.
Can you refresh my memory of the ending?
It was the governor.
Oh, okay. The governor pit. Are they going to fight each other in this ring? Is that what's going on? They're going to fight one until one of them dies, or is it them?
He
versus
called
some
Merle
zombies?
Out and said, but the Merle didn't do that stuff that he called him out on.
Well, the governor is obviously manipulating the masses,
right?
Or the good governor
to
does.
Make him look good to
yeah.
them.
Oh
and,
yeah,
and
he's
there's
the got to
be a bad
always.
Guy. Yeah,
there's always the hero, right?
Yep.
But Merle. I didn't know if they were he was squaring them off against each other, like one to the death.
Or if they're going to bring the zombies out and not have them tied off to, you know, how they were having those gladiator type games where mm-hmm. the zombies were coming out. And
yeah. So it's getting hairy, and then you got that other group that's getting brought in, right?
Yeah. The couple black people, the
yeah.
black dude and the black chick that the little kid mm-hmm. just saved them pretty much and brought them in and then locked them in the cell.
Yeah. Yeah. And which is, I mean, I don't know.
It was a disappointing episode for me because I was knowing it was going to be the last one till February, and I just thought that it was going to be more revealing. I thought there was going to be more in my mind of like what's going to happen. But
I saw a post. And then you had to square down to where like, well, you had the daughter died. The guy's daughter got killed, right?
Which guy's daughter?
The governor.
Oh yeah, well the crazy black dreadlock chick killed
yeah,
him.
Yeah, and then like they squared down with their old friends. And,
yeah,
and then it was. Do you watch The Talking Dead?
I don't. Maybe I should, but I don't.
It's some good afterwards.
Yeah,
you know.
Is that Chris Hardwick?
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. But he does pretty good interviews on there and stuff. But
yeah,
I guess after this. They are going to, instead of showing the episodes back to back, they're going to show Talking Dead right afterwards, and it's going to be moved to an hour.
Oh, well, must be doing well then.
Yeah, yeah. It's, you know, I mean, you get some good guests in there. It's not all.
I saw Sarah Silverman was on there once.
Mm-hmm, she was on there with some guy from Good Charlotte, one of the Good Charlotte brothers.
Hate those guys.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that the reason that the episode was not so revealing and maybe limited to what it was all because of the Illuminati. Don't laugh.
Oh,
I'm serious. And I wish that our guest was here because he was going to help us talk about that subject because he's really politically charged and I think he's conspiracy theory charged. Maybe not. I don't know if he even
I think
he would
probably try to debunk all that. I don't know.
I don't even know what it's about. Oh, speaking of which, I had put out a little thing earlier in the week on my Facebook page saying that we're getting ready to do some podcasting and asked the people if they had, you know, any subjects or comments. And I actually said, do you know what the Illuminati is?
Yeah.
Do you care?
All right.
And then I said, what's your most awesome story, excuse me, about meeting someone that you hold in high regard? What were you doing 19 years ago today? Frank Zappa was dying. Rest in peace.
What year would that be?
1993. So my friend from Portland, Mia Marie Baldwin, she said, I don't know what Illuminati is, and I'm curious, as I've seen it mentioned twice today. Which
oh, really?
Was weird for me, because it was all around me when I got to Gatch's mm-hmm. for the Wednesday recording. She said her favorite story of meeting someone was when she met Woody Harrelson in downtown Eugene. He was there for Earth Day, and he hung out at the market. He danced with the locals and sang No Woman, No Cry with the Slug Queen as someone from his camp recorded the audio. Super cool guy.
Hmm.
And then Anthony Griffin, our old videographer dude from back in the Void days, he's
nice.
Down in Vegas. He said, yes, no, which means yes, he knows what the Illuminati is, and no, mm-hmm. he doesn't care. Awesome story about meeting someone was his visit to Randy Rhoads' tomb on his honeymoon.
Wow.
And right now, or what he was doing 19 years ago today, listening to Savior.
Nice.
Sammy Wells Rowe said, I was 17 19 years ago.
I was too.
Thanks for the reminder that I'm not young and perky anymore. Perky? That's a weird word to use.
Yeah.
Do you think she's talking about something in particular in the female anatomy?
Yeah, she's probably being funny.
Sorry, Zach, for talking about your wife.
I graduated with Sammy.
But she said, as for meeting someone she holds in high regard, well, she hasn't really yet. She'd like to meet Bill Clinton.
Well, all right. All right.
Well, there's a possibility that we might be able to hook you up with that because he just happens to be in the... Hello there, Sammy Wells Rowe.
Hey, I hope got that Bill you, in the studio.
I hope that you could vote for me in my next election. Which
oh,
be...
what's going on, Monica?
Oh, not much. I'm just trying to get this stain out of my dress.
Still?
Yeah, it's a toughie.
Wow. Yeah, I think it...
And she's got a big cigar burn right on the inside of her leg there. If you could see me, Bill. You could see the, just the tip of my thumb sticking up above my fist. Because that's the way I roll. Ah, that's my best impression of Bill Clinton.
Funny.
Last episode, I was impersonating Cat Williams. I think I'm onto something now. So that was our only people. Thanks to Mia,
right on.
Mia and Tony and Sammy for chiming in.
I was a senior as well back there in 93, 19 years ago.
Wow.
What were you, December.
Yeah, what were you doing in your senior year?
I was probably hoping to get the graduation soon. I was probably trying to find a party.
Yeah, trying to hope that you actually got all your your ducks in a row for...
I pretty much did, though. I went to the classes, but that doesn't mean that it prepared me for anything. I never did the homework.
Yeah, just skate through. That's kind of like I did.
Yeah.
And I actually put a thing out on Facebook to get some more likes, and I can't remember who recently liked us.
Oh,
and
I did, too. I was... You motivated me to do that, and I think
Ron Hoosier.
Yeah,
I think
we got
he
quite
liked
a few.
Us.
Shout out to Ron, who's going to donate a guitar to the VFMF.
For those of you who don't know what that is the Valley Future Musicians Fund.
Yeah.
So check that out. Where can they check that out, Dust?
VFMF.org. What we're doing is giving away guitars to youngsters to seed the music scene. 4 years and generations to come.
Cool. That's a good cause.
I know. I'm looking forward to it. We'll have
a lot of
positive feedback for it. And looking forward to getting into painting maybe some rocks to give away at shows. But do you think that's dangerous?
Oh, man, I forgot to... What do you mean? Painting rocks? Why is it dangerous?
To sell... to raffle or sell at shows.
Dude, that idea rocks.
Do you think so?
No, I don't think there's anything rock with it. Wrong with it.
Well, as far as what if there's a band that's not that good on stage?
And then they are throwing the painted rocks at them?
Yeah.
Don't give them any ideas, jeez.
Well, I know, but kind of selling them is kind of the idea, though, isn't it?
Yeah, just don't
Maybe
sell
I should sell them painted potatoes. Would that work?
Maybe. I like the painted drum heads better. I keep forgetting to bring those, but I got a big old stack of them.
I need to get to washing them. I spent last weekend, I don't know if we talked about this, getting some videos in order over
there. Yeah, you've been doing some editing and some converting.
3 years of, about a year and a half. But, you know, there's some good stuff on there. There's quite a few, there's some Sun shows and some Bleach shows and some of your solo stuff. I think three or four shows of your...
At the Kalapuya, I believe, was one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, doing Bleach, it was when Jared hurt his hand and he couldn't play.
And then Pat fagged out because we were going to do an acoustic thing with no drums and he just didn't feel comfortable. That's my best
pick. Do you remember calling him out too on there?
I don't doubt that I did, but I don't remember specifically.
Well, it was funny because I was watching it and it was reminding me of
good
times.
I was a little upset.
But there was Jared was there, and I was standing next to him, filming him, and then...
Oh, he was there, that's right, with a hurt hand. Yeah,
yeah, and then you said, somebody said something about Pat, and you were right in the middle of a song, and you're like, hey, you fucking fucker, or something, you're like... Pat, if you're watching this later on in the future, and I was like, well, he probably is going to now.
Yeah, 2 years later.
Yeah,
that's too
funny. I was
going
to put them up on YouTube, but I don't know how long they'd last on there with all the covers. Because they got that automatic shit now, don't they?
Did I just do Nirvana, or was I doing other stuff too?
I think it was mostly Nirvana.
Okay.
Yeah, there might have been some other tunes in there,
yeah,
sprinkled, but I think. You did at least one set of Nirvana.
Yeah, I couldn't remember if I did two full sets or if I came back and did another set of just like random tunes, but
yeah.
It's been a long time, so
yeah,
I cannot remember.
Yeah,
I got to go through and I got to get a cord that plugs into the inside of my still broken external, and I just been lazy.
Mm-hmm.
I got to do some converting of some old videos and get my Helium Performance up online so I can use it for promotional purposes.
That on your EPK?
Yeah, whatever, I guess. I probably won't list it as that, but whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
You know what we haven't been doing for a while on this show, and I guess it's just because of a lack of the stories, but did we have any crazy Floridian stories last week?
Uh-uh.
Didn't think so. I got one for us today.
All righty.
Police in Florida said a woman charged with reckless driving and speeding told the officers that God told her to drive 100 miles per hour in a 30-mile-an-hour zone.
He's told me similar things.
Really?
Yeah.
What does God's voice sound like?
100 miles.
So how do you translate?
Well, I just said drive 100 miles an hour.
Is that what you said?
Yeah. Drive 100 miles.
See, now
I
didn't get that.
Well, you got to be tuned in. I mean, he repeats it over and over until you get it in that voice. So
it kind of sounds like a police siren. 100 miles an hour. This is in Port St. Lucie, Florida.
Yeah.
And the Port St. Lucie police said an officer attempted to pull over a silver Toyota being driven by Melissa Miller, who's 41, around 1 in the morning on Tuesday when the vehicle was spotted traveling 100 miles per hour on a 30 mile per hour road with the horn sounding for 10 consecutive seconds.
Consecutive seconds?
Yep.
It'd be hard to like slow down and then get total of 10 seconds, but the whole thing took about 3 minutes.
Yeah, and then she thought someone was stealing her car because her horn was honking, but the vehicle actually sped
while
up.
She was going 100 miles.
I just made that
up.
But that'd be funny if it was beep, yeah. Beep. Yeah, the vehicle sped up when the officer chased it and swerved across two lanes of traffic, nearly striking the curb before stopping. They said she admitted to speeding and told the officer she was letting the Lord's Spirit guide her. The woman allegedly told the officer she was sounding the horn as a result of the Lord telling me to do this also. So praise Jesus if you just want to drive fast and blow your horn.
Did she claim that Jesus also told her to shit her pants in the process?
I don't know if she shit her pants. She just let Jesus take the wheel.
Oh.
Which is a good country song, if there's such a thing. Wait, that's an oxymoron. You can't say good and country song in the same sentence.
What about Johnny Cash?
That's not really... I don't know. We talked about that. Who was that talking? Someone was talking about... Liking Will. Oh, it was a tattoo guy, Casey McZombie, by the way, last weekend. I got a little tattoo on my arm. See that?
Mm-hmm.
I got
nice.
The key. But he said that he doesn't like country, but he likes Willie Nelson.
Mm-hmm.
And who was Super Suckers? The Super Suckers were Willie Nelson's backing band on David Letterman one time.
Mm-hmm.
And that Willie Nelson is on a Super Suckers album.
Mm-hmm.
And Eddie Spaghetti is on a Willie Nelson album.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
I'm
and so
sure
he was like, I don't like country, but I like Willie Nelson and Johnny Cash. And I said, that's kind of like, it's outlaw country. It's old school. It's not that contemporary, let Jesus take the wheel bullshit.
Outlaw country. That's what I was thinking of. Then you got your country western, right?
Yeah, which is more like Chet Atkins, you know, like old school maybe, mm-hmm. Buck mm-hmm. Owens.
Yep.
I don't know.
And then you have, what about your Lefty Frizzell with the yodeling?
He's coming. To Eugene, Oregon.
What?
Lefty Frizzell. I believe so. No? Is that not true?
Is he
dead?
Still alive?
Maybe I'm confusing him with someone else. Is he still alive?
I don't know.
Who else does? Okay, I might be being stupid and confused. Let me scan my brain.
Well, I might be too.
You scan your phone. I'll scan my brain.
Okay.
My friend Jim Lauderdale. Oh no, I'm thinking of. It almost came to me. My friend Jim Lauderdale. He really likes this guy, and he's.
Yeah, Lefty Frizzell died in 75.
Okay, I'm awesome. He's coming to Eugene, his ashes. No, but there's someone that I associate with Lefty that is not... God, I'm fucking so stupid sometimes.
He played a customized 1949 Gibson J200.
Wow, I don't even know what that is. I mean, I know it's guitar, but...
Isn't that the same one that Lennon and those guys played?
Probably. I wish I could remember that other person's name that I'm thinking of. It almost came to me just now as I was speaking again. God. This is awesome. I love my brain.
Who was it? What's the first name?
I can't even think.
What's the first letter?
Lefty Frizzell. No, that's just what I keep thinking, but it's a name kind of like that.
Southpaw McGee?
That's it. No, it's not. I'll think of it sometime and I'll bring it back. I'll bring it on back maybe on Mondays.
Bring it on back.
Hey, you know, I heard a weird, speaking of Illuminati and conspiracy theories and shit like that. Have you ever heard, I guess this information was released earlier this year that, O.J. Simpson's son is now actually considered the killer of Nicole and Ron Goldman.
Oh, really? How old was he then?
He was 19 or something.
Did the glove fit?
I don't know, but they found the murder weapon in his storage unit.
Oh, wow. Well, you could have stored that from anywhere.
It was his knife had his initials on it. I don't know if I believe it's true or not, but someone mentioned it to me that O.J. Simpson's son was actually the killer, and I was like, what? And then I looked it up, and then there was a big story about it, and it said in April of this year they came out with a story about O.J. wasn't the killer and that it was his son. I think they're just trying to draw attention away from O.J.
Now, how valuable would that be, though, if you were on Storage Wars? Okay. And you bid and won that locker for $100 and you found
Whoa,
a knife in there
that killed someone?
Yeah.
High profile murder?
Well, yeah, let's say that because you wouldn't know if it had like, wouldn't say like OJ's son on there, right?
Kinky Friedman.
Yeah, Kinky Friedman, is that his name?
That was the one that's supposed to be like Lefty Frizzell.
Oh, Kinky Friedman's coming around.
Yeah, sorry.
That's fine.
It only took me about 2 minutes.
That's cool.
The Rolodex, okay, go back.
But what if it just said OJ on the knife? You know, because
it was
then
just
it would
all
be,
bloody?
Yeah, it said OJ on the knife and it was big old bloody and it had the other glove in there.
It'd probably be worth a pretty penny.
I know, but would you have to turn it over?
Yeah, well, no. You rightfully own it. Or would you have to turn it over for evidence?
I don't know. There was that one time those people bought that exotic animal collection, and the wildlife people had to come and check it out.
Yeah, so they took the animals away from them?
I think maybe one. But, yeah. It was illegal, and I know that I saw one where it was a pawn store recently the other day where it was a guitar, but the back of the guitar was a giant turtle shell.
A real turtle shell?
A real turtle shell.
I wonder if that resonated very well, like wood.
They didn't play it.
Well, that's cruelty to animals.
Yeah, but they couldn't sell it.
Why?
It was illegal to buy or sell it.
Oh, because it was a turtle shell?
Mm-hmm.
What if the turtle died of natural...
It wasn't illegal to own it. It was illegal to sell or buy it.
And what is the law? Why? Why?
Because then more people would probably kill them to sell them.
Oh, like that's a badass guitar. Maybe we should make one like it.
Yeah.
Let's go get some turtles
and
kill
them. Yeah, they said there's very few...
And are turtles endangered at all now, are they?
Well, I think they just protect them because they're so quickly killed because of their shells.
Huh. I didn't know that. Well, I know...
I'm making a lot of assumptions here.
Okay. I like assumptions. But, you know, they apparently, I don't know if it's made out of synthetic tortoise shell or actual tortoise shell, but you got those Dunlop Tortex picks that I'm very fond of and use because they don't break like the plastic and vinyl ones. Well, I don't know about vinyl, but it has a turtle. It has a turtle, and they're called Tortex.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Tortoise texture. I'm just curious if that's made out of actual tortoise shell or if...
I don't think so. I think they'd be quite expensive.
You don't think they'd be able to do that?
If they would.
Yeah, they're still only 25 cents a piece. They're the same price as the plastic ones.
I think that's just the material that they use because there's the Tortex, and then there's the other pick maker calls it something else. I don't quite remember what it was.
There's another name for it?
Yeah. Because you got the Tortex with the Dunlop. And then what's the other big one? The Fender has something.
I've only seen those plastic types of the Fender. I've never sought them out.
Those big abalone ones that they always have.
Abalone. That's bullshit.
That's hilarious.
Hey, you remember that movie we talked about last season about the bird watching with Jack Black and Steve Martin? I found a story that reminded me of that about these Swedish bird watchers, and they had spotted this super rare American cliff swallow. And there was like 50 bird watchers who had gathered over the last few days, and they're all like ogling this beautiful, rare bird, right? And as they're all watching, a fucking hawk swooped down and killed the bird.
Nice.
And it's a super rare bird that has never even been spotted in that area of Sweden before.
They got some photographs of it, though, right?
Somebody did, and they didn't know that they actually got some footage of it, but... That's going to be worth something, I think. Yeah. It says she was, this person said they were watching the whole thing through their camera, and someone shouted, "There's a sparrowhawk," but I thought it was so far away, and then the sky was empty. And then when he went through his pictures later, he discovered he had actually taken a snapshot of the moment that the hawk grabbed the swallow.
Wow.
So the newspaper said that these birds normally migrate to South America and have only been spotted 10 times ever in Europe.
That's crazy.
That's a rare bird.
That's a big year.
And so you got 50 avid bird watchers just probably creaming in their jeans going, "Oh, look at that American cliff swallow." There goes the hawk.
Ouch.
That's fucking awesome and ironic. Yeah. I don't know if it's
that
ironic.
That reminds me of the picture last week on the New York Post. Did you see that?
I didn't.
Of the subway. It was a close-up picture of a guy in a subway in the tracks. And the subway was coming at him, and it was clear he got killed. It was that close, you know. I mean, there's no way. He was looking at the train trying to crawl out of there at the time.
You mentioned that before we came on, didn't
you? Yeah. Okay. And then, And then, I mean, there was a big controversy about whether or not they should have showed such a gruesome picture on
Or if the person
page,
should have taken the picture.
Or if the person taking the picture shouldn't have... Because it looked like he might have been able to do something.
Yeah.
He wasn't that far away, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, and he probably had to set up his camera.
That's kind of, yeah. There's a lot of that going around, like some controversial videos on that I saw on Facebook of this lady who was beating a baby with a pillow. And, like, she was beating this baby and the baby's just crying. But there's, like, two other kids standing there in the background and then whoever's filming... sounded like the mother because the girl didn't look maybe older. She might have been the baby's mom or maybe the baby's older sister. But she was like giving it, no offense to you, but like Indian burns on its arm, you know, like wringing its skin and like pinching. This baby was maybe a year old and it was just wailing and crying. It was like a 5-minute video and this lady just kept filming her the whole time. And the girl's like punching it and smacking it. And I... Just going through the comments and from what my wife said, they go, it's bad enough that this girl is doing this to this baby, but it's worse almost that this lady is just sitting there letting her doing it. She's filming her the whole time and saying, stop it, stop it, but just continues to film her for like 5 minutes. So,
yeah, well, yeah, you wonder if that's like, you know, I mean, you're gaining more evidence.
Yeah.
At the same time, but
still, it just seemed like she was just saying, stop it, to, like, make herself not look bad for, you know, filming or photographing something that's not ethically correct, you know, kind of like the subway thing, you know, or the train that hit that person. It's like, if that person had to set up their camera and do all that, you'd think that they could at least go for help or see if the dude's okay. This is the fine line between filming tragic events and whether you should be filming or whether you should be doing something to help.
Yeah. Well, apparently he ran toward the train, repeatedly firing off his flash to warn the train operator.
Was the person, like, sleeping on the tracks?
No, no. somebody pushed him down there.
Oh.
Somebody confessed today to pushing him down here. But this is the picture right here. I got it right here. I'll show you.
Oh.
I mean, so, he was struck and killed seconds later.
Right.
I mean, you know, somebody just pushed him down there. I don't know whether they must have been squabbling or something, or
right.
some lunatic just wanted to get his thrills off by pushing him off there. But yeah, it's, well, you know.
The picture looks like he's trying to climb up.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, sees the train, and the photographer apparently was running at him, you know, taking snapshots, firing off his flash, trying to warn the operator.
Right.
So I guess he was trying to do something. But man, well, yeah, it was chilling.
He
man.
Still wanted to make sure he got the pick, though.
Yeah, of course. Right? And because that's big money, and that's what your job is,
and that's,
right?
That's the moral, ethical debate right there of whether the picture should have been taken or then after the fact been posted on the front page of a big publication, you know, that
yeah.
that guy has family, that the person's family is going to know that that was their
son,
he's a son and a father and probably a brother.
And now he's a Holy Ghost.
Yeah, now he's just a, he's a Holy Ghost. He's probably a flat ghost.
You know anything about the Holy Rollers?
I know that when my dad used to be a preacher and stuff, and when my dad was into the church when I was growing up, that there was some crazy religious fanatics that were holy rollers, and they would like actually roll in the aisles screaming gibberish about, sometimes in tongues, falling out in the spirit. Is that what you're talking about, the holy rollers? Yeah, I think those people, personally, this is just my opinion, but those people are fucking crazy.
Yeah.
That reminds me of the people that like have snakes in the church and stuff, and they're like, "Oh, yeah. there's scriptures in the Bible that says that you can raise up serpents against us and they will not hurt us because of the power of the Lord." Well, that's just stupid.
Well, they're being overtaken by something. I mean, whether it's the power of the Lord or their own kind
stupidity.
Of stupidity, or their own their own conscious unwillingness. Is that a thing? Like you're conscious of. Are you not conscious that you're actually causing the rolling or whatever, you know?
I mean,
it could be. I don't know. I mean,
maybe they're just so deep in the spirit that they're just like, whatever.
Who are they summoning, though, through their body to speak in tongues?
Jesus.
That would be weird.
It would be.
Because you would figure, man, he would be exhausted.
From that coming through him?
Well, yeah, because you figure...
Or Jesus.
You figure there's so many of these people,
or
right?
God.
Because even if there's not a whole lot, right? I mean, still, you figure there's probably at least someone doing it, speaking in tongues somewhere in the world at any given time, all day, all night, right?
Dude, it's like
Just
Santa
like
Claus.
Seinfeld episodes, right?
It's like Santa Claus, dude.
Yeah.
There's
yeah.
no way that he can get to every house on
there's
that
no
same
way.
Eve.
Nope. Yeah, that he could go through all those people all the time.
And so some people who say, oh, Jesus, you know, he's always answering people's prayers and God, you know, because you know how many people are praying right now for something? There's 7 billion.
How can he do it all?
There's 7 billion people.
You know Jesus has elves, right?
You know he's got his own needs, too. He's got shit that he needs to take care of him for himself and maybe for his dad.
You think Jesus shits?
Fuck yeah. He's just like the rest of us.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm just like Jesus. I was born.
You think you two-ply or three-ply?
Tupac.
Is he fooled by the three-ply?
Jesus is Tupac. Obama Hitler.
Dude, think about, you know how they got the hologram Tupac, wasn't it?
Why can't they have hologram Jesus?
I know, that would be so awesome.
Where am I from?
Like on Easter, they could resurrect him. Hologram resurrection.
Welcome to Hologram Jesus.
Hologram Jesus.
Do you remember how many people, you know, imagine how many people would come to that church.
That would be cool.
This morning, for today's morning worship, we will have a special guest visit from Hologram Jesus.
Followed by Hologram Beatles.
Hologram Jesus. Hologram Kurt Cobain.
Who they could play together. Kurt Cobain and Jesus.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of Kurt Cobain, we were talking about that, I think on Wednesday, Cat Williams.
Yeah.
Yeah, I told you he retired from comedy. He was wearing a badass, he was wearing a badass Kurt Cobain shirt.
Nice.
In Seattle, of course. So he's just name dropping to be cool because yeah. That's where he was.
I would have went with a Kim Thayil shirt.
Do they have? That's what I was going to say. This one had it was weird. It was like almost an all over print and it had Kurt Cobain kind of dripping down over around his face. I had never seen it before. It's kind of strange. You been playing any video games lately?
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah.
Xbox in it?
Mm-hmm.
What have you been playing?
NBA 2K13.
You never got into any Black Ops 2?
Not big on the shooter games.
Me neither, but my kids, man.
I mean, I get into them. There's a couple that I've enjoyed throughout the past, but for the most part, they're just... I'm not that young anymore with those kind of reflexes, I guess, or something, or I don't know. They're fun if you can find a good team of like four that just rule a map.
You're probably more up on what's coming out. Did that Call of Duty Black Ops 2 just come out? Didn't it? I thought I saw my friend that has some kids posted that they had that and they had to have it the day and people were waiting.
Seems like I've heard that thing rolling around. So it probably was around Black Friday. Yeah.
So here's my point. An Australian man recently broke the record for the longest video game marathon by playing Call of Duty Black Ops 2 for 122 hours and 7 minutes straight with no breaks. 122, how many days is that? That's 24 times 5, that's like 6 days. That's almost 6 days straight.
I'd have to say that I think, while that is a tremendous accomplishment for an official record, I don't think that's probably anywhere near the longest record anybody has ever done.
It says that it's the Guinness World Record topping the previous
record of
120 hours by two Canadians spent playing video games in March. The journey began 2 years ago when he first heard about the record, and back then it was 54 hours, and unfortunately earlier this year it was skyrocketed to 120 hours, and he thought he would never be able to do it.
But, so he trained for it?
He didn't. It doesn't say he trained for it, but it said he was studying the records and well, I guess, did it say he trained for it? It said...
What more do you have to
say? Well, his journey began 2 years ago when he first heard about there being a record, which was only 54 hours, and then when he was getting ready to do it, it skyrocketed to 120.
Shit, I've done 54 hours probably.
He received regular health checkups during his attempt. So how could you, what do you have, a doctor right there?
Well, I guess so you don't like go comatose or whatever.
Well, because they were at a place, they were at the offices of an online retailer.
Hmm. I guess you'd have to have a place where people could watch, right?
And he's going for the record and have a doctor on.
Yeah, see, I've gone 54 hours, I bet. When SOCOM first came out, which is one of the first.
You've went more than 2 days straight without stopping? I mean, you get bathroom breaks, but.
Probably.
Wow.
Yeah, when that game came out and I had lost my job.
Oh, because of it?
No. I lost my job, and then it was the burning Titanic of Discovery.
Ah.
And so, yeah, and I played that pretty fucking hardcore, man. For I know that on the last level that I played, that level alone... I probably played at least 50 hours on that one level and couldn't even beat it.
Wow.
And that was in the course of maybe like 3 days.
Well, this doesn't even say that they beat it either. They just played it for 122 hours.
Yeah. So I don't... how many days is that? Five?
Well, five.
Just over five.
120
would be five.
Yeah, so five Jesus. Hours. 5 days and two...
And you probably get like a 15-minute break every 6 hours or something to piss or something.
Yeah, it says a total,
Guinness rules.
A total of 20 hours of break time.
And that's not counted within the...
That's in the 120 hours, so it's not like it was 140. I don't think. It doesn't make it sound like that. So 20 out of 120 is
10 minutes every hour.
Well, that's bullshit.
10 minute break every hour. Well, fuck. I have done that then.
Wait, 20 hours out of 120? That's like...
Oh, is it 20 out of 140, though?
Like, doesn't say that.
Huh.
It says they did 122 hours, and he received regular health checkups during his attempt and was allowed a total of 20 hours of break time.
So they probably just told him that he could allot that much time however he wanted, maybe.
Right, so if he played 10 hours... Well, shit, he'd only get 20 minutes every 10 hours. So that's not that much.
20 hours, though, no, and he's got...
Shit, I don't know.
Minute every 6 minutes.
What?
Yeah, 120 and 20.
Okay. Remind me not to do math on the air when I'm stoned.
And then, so it'd
or
be...
Ever.
Six. Yeah, he would have 10 minutes off an hour, or 20 hours any way he wanted. I mean, you could... That's 4 hours a day.
So every 6 hours, yeah.
So you could take a four-hour nap daily.
That's not even
that big. And then play for 20 hours.
That's not even that big of a...
That's
bullshit, then.
I don't know if I could do that these days, but... I've been playing a basketball game because I like to make the character as tall as I can.
Manute Bol?
No, well, you can't even go that tall, which is ridiculous. I'm 7'2" and like 280 pounds. I don't know if that's even skinny for a 7'2" guy.
So you can't even go like, Yao?
Yao Ming, he was like
7'6".
Yeah, 7'6".
So you can't go that tall?
Mm-mm.
That's a
7'2". And 280, and yeah, and then I just play center, and then I just swat balls back and forth.
Don't be swatting my balls.
And there, or I'll wait for a quick pass in and lay it up from close in.
Right on. I've been playing that Wii pinball.
Oh, the Williams collection?
Yeah.
Dude, that
fun.
Game is awesome.
It is.
That was probably, of all the Wii games I played, that was my favorite.
Man, it's hard to stop once you get going.
Yeah.
And like, what game was it? One game that I kicked ass at, either it was a Taxi or the other one with hey, I thought we were friends.
Oh,
the Funhouse.
Yeah.
Why are you doing that to me?
They used to have that at Recreation Station here in town, man. That game was awesome.
I think I got like 30 million or something crazy on one of those.
It has that tournament mode too, right?
You go through all the games.
I beat that a couple times, man. That was tough.
I don't think I've got through yet all the way. Because there's always one game that'll give you a problem.
Yeah,
or the ball will go down the side three times. It's just like the odds of pinball, you know?
I don't know if you played that that oldest one from like 1970.
Jive Time.
Yeah, it's just like a huge open board.
Dude, there's like 4 inches between the flippers, too.
I know.
And then there's some of the older ones where you can't switch the light where the ball falls down so you can get bonuses.
Because
a lot of people don't even know about that, where you flip the flippers and change the lights.
Yep, and change
my
the
wife's
lights
like, what are you doing? I was like, I'm racking up some points, honey.
Yep. Extra ball.
Got that borrowed that from Phil Golding and haven't given it back to him.
Dude,
because
that is a well worth game. For a while, it was out of print.
Yeah.
It was up to like 40, 50 bucks, at least on the Xbox.
Did they bring it back now? This is Wii,
Yeah, I think it was more popular on the Wii, but either way, the trigger system is great how it feels on there, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's very natural.
Yeah, for sure.
I had a lot of fun with it.
Yeah, I've been playing that lately, and I get late night marathons going on to where then I look at the clock, and it's like 3 o'clock, and I was like, fuck.
It's easy to do, man. You get lost
3 hours.
Those.
Yeah, it's like,
that's why I'm scared of those role-playing games, man.
Yeah.
I literally am.
Because there's so much area to cover in those mission games. But
most of the time when I play them these days, though, I usually feel like I could be doing something else. You know, more productive.
I haven't had much problem talking myself out of doing something non-productive. It's like, I could be doing other stuff, but I'm doing this right now, so it's okay. I just do what I think the most consistency I've had in my life is the last few months is this podcast.
Yeah.
Which we've done, by the way, in case you guys are keeping track, I think every Tuesday, except for a couple Tuesdays ago when we took the end of the season off for 1 week, we've done every Tuesday since the end of May.
That's nice.
That's a lot. And I also kind of picked that up from one of my friends, Don Frost. He said that their podcast, which is also a 3-day-a-week thing, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, it's the most consistent thing that he's done besides his comedy, to where
Yeah.
We make sure and get it out every week unless we lose an episode. Or, and speaking of losing
an episode, this is probably the thing that I feel most responsibility to.
Yeah, something you got to get out for the for the fans. And we had over 80 emails within an hour and a half of not having the episode out. So Dustin had to, he had to bust his hump to get that out. But we were speaking
on
Wednesday.
They were all from me, though.
Oh, damn it. You didn't tell me that. But our buddies on the Vowel Movements, they have moved from, they're not no longer coming to you live from a room in a house. They are coming to you live from a studio in downtown Sacramento now. So they're moving up in the world. They're in the lobby of Hypnotone Studios, which is a new studio there in Sacramento. And they had a power, not power, but equipment failure. they do their show in 20-minute segments, and then they do like little spots, like ads.
Yeah.
And they play a little music, and then they come back. Well, they usually do a save. I think he does it on Pro Tools. And he'll push the save button after the first 20-minute. Well, they were like 19 minutes in, and their computer just powered down.
And, oh, no, right in the middle of the thing?
Yeah, so they lost their whole first 19-minute segment, and I was just wanting to let you guys know, if you are listening, Bobby and Danny, we've lost an entire episode where we talked about the Beatles, like, for the whole episode, and it was a fucking awesome episode, and I was stoked about it, and it accidentally got deleted. And so we know about the lost episode thing, and they just... They were worried about getting their momentum back up, and we've had problems with our recorder battery going dead and having to recover areas that we wanted to cover. And, of course, a little bit of the spontaneity was gone, but, you know.
Yeah, we fix it in post.
Yeah.
We had to do that last week. I think we lost, like, 2 minutes, right? And then we went back and, like, talked about it.
You know, and then, I listened to the episode, and I'd forgotten all about it.
Yeah.
I don't even remember where it came in.
It was... But yeah, and we were pretty quick to like just say fuck it on that Beatles episode too, because I mean, what are you gonna do, you know?
And I don't remember what we did, but we did something to where we didn't miss a day.
Yeah, yeah. What did we do?
I tried to think about it when I was thinking about it, and I just kept thinking about it, and I couldn't think about it.
Which
is a lot of thinking. Yeah, it is. And while you think about that,
was that season two?
Yeah, I think so. I've been thinking about it.
It had to be early on.
But I can't be thinking about it because I think about it. Think. But while you think about that...
Wait a minute. Is that when we decided to do the best of on the season one? No, because we did that live.
Think about it. While you think about that, I'm going to cover our two quick birthdays. One celebrity birthday, one friend birthday. Tom Waits, our celebrity birthday today. Happy birthday, Tom. Happy birthday, Tom Waits.
Happy birthday.
I believe he's 63 years old today, so happy birthday, Tom. And then a son of neighbor of the podcast, Matt Thill.
Nice.
Happy birthday, Matt. Guess what?
21.
Hells yeah.
21 for the big Matt. Happy birthday, bro.
I wonder if he's going to come down to the Dixie for his dad's Grief Hammer show.
Is it on that day?
It's the day after. The show is the day after. His birthday is the 7th. The show's on the 8th. That'd be perfect, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Of course, he's probably in Eugene doing his school thing.
No, he's probably planning on going.
He's
got to
see his dad on his birthday. Yeah. Got to go to his first
metal show. I'm sure he'll be down here for the weekend.
Yeah, so what were you thinking about over there? I told you to think about something, but what were we talking about? Remember? We couldn't...
No, you were on birthdays.
Oh, we were talking about lost episodes and what we did to replace that episode.
I don't remember. I wasn't looking for that.
Oh, I said you think about it.
Oh.
You don't have to.
I drew a blank.
Yeah, I don't know what we did. We'll have to listen back and find out. I think it was episode 9 that was lost. I don't know why I think that. That just came into my brain right now.
What did we do?
We covered it because we do that for the fans. Because we love them.
Huh. I have no clue. Maybe we split an episode into 6 parts or something.
I don't think we did that.
All right.
We might have, but it's escaping me now.
Bet you.
What? What's in Hans's CD player?
I bet you.
What do you think's in there?
I bet you.
What's in Hans's CD player?
I bet you $500.
What's in Hans's CD player?
Hans!
What's in Hans's CD player?
Yeah, I remember.
What's in Hans's CD player?
Hans.
Do you remember?
We're gonna find out right now.
I wonder if Hans remembers exactly what happened to the last episode.
You know what happened was it was going to be a Friday episode, and then we moved the Monday episode there, and then we came back on the Tuesday and recorded the Monday episode, released it a day late, and then came back
the Thursday
episode, and then the...
I thought we did a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay. So we did miss a day, but we made up for it. And the episode that we made up for it was probably even better than the other episode. So today in Hans's CD player, wow. It can't be a CD. Well, I guess there are CDs.
Wham?
I did make some CDs of this. Angst-ridden Flower Power, which was originally nice. Recorded on a cassette. But I guess I did. I made some CDs of that. That's right. And so he's listening to himself. That's how narcissistic Hans is, listening to Flower Power by the now-defunct band Angst Ridden that was out of the Albany area from 96 to 97. I was the drummer for that band.
Nice.
We sucked. We were one of the noisiest, grossest bands ever.
Somebody was a cigarette. I remember that.
Hans was a cigarette.
Okay.
I was a pipe.
Mm-hmm.
Lance was a Flying V bass guitar, I believe. Mm-hmm. And I think Gary Dixon was probably a penis. I'm not sure. Something like that.
Shout out to Gary.
And here is my suggestion for you. Go to the record store and buy this record that I have. It's called Probot by a band called Probot, which isn't a band. It's Dave Grohl meddling it up with people like Lemmy.
Lemmy!
Which I got to listen to Lemmy for 4 hours when I got my tattoo last Sunday.
Nice.
It's pretty awesome. Don't listen to a lot of Motorhead. And after 4 hours, it was like 3.5 hours in when I finally heard Ace of Spades. So it was kind of nice.
Wow.
Because you would have thought that you would have heard that. And I heard them doing Beer Drinkers and Hellraisers by ZZ Top by Motorhead.
Wow.
That was weird. I hadn't heard that before.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, if you don't know Probot, go check it out. It's an awesome metal album featuring Max Cavalera from Sepultura. Speaking of that, that's the one I forgot to add to my plugs list. 30-pound test opening for Soulfly.
You know, I heard about that.
Yeah, that's Max Cavalera, formerly of Sepultura. They're playing with a couple bands I've never heard of. I think one of them's called In Sight. Not like you can see it, but like a riot. Inside a riot. And I think that's in February on a Tuesday at the Hawthorne Theater. Hit up Zach or Jason or Blake. I heard they had a good time up at the Tiger Bar for Blake's birthday bash.
I hear that was a good time.
Yeah, I saw some pictures online. Looked like a fun time. Indeed. Indeed.
For Shizu.
Remember we were talking about, I don't know if you remember specifically, but we've talked several times about getting arrested for peeing in public. And then I told a story, I think, in season two about a mother who got arrested or a ticket for letting her son pee because there was no public bathrooms available. Mm-hmm. Remember that story?
Yeah.
Eh, the officer had to he got in trouble. And he had to take the ticket back.
And then he had to write on a chalkboard like Bart Simpson?
No, I think he had to write him an apology.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's good on him that he did that, even if forced.
Well, he wrote the ticket originally was a $2,500 ticket. And the person just urinated in his own front yard.
A kid, too, right?
Yeah, well, that officer was fired on Friday after the hearing. Lost his job.
God, he should be set on fire. Let's tell all these people the standards that are on public service.
I don't know.
Go on if you got more.
I got a little bit more. The police chief said that the charge was amended to contributing to the delinquency of a minor. What was she giving him, alcohol or something? And that's why he had to pee? Oh, she let him pee because the kid didn't know, you know.
Yeah.
But so instead of having public urination charge, $2,500? Jesus Christ.
Oh, it was because she let her kid do it or something?
Yeah. He said the ticket was not appropriate for the situation. And
not at all.
The cop that was fired is planning to appeal the decision.
Maybe be a little bit more discreet. Maybe turn the kid around or something.
Well, who knows if he had his wang out and it couldn't have been that big. He's a two-and-a-half-year-old kid.
Yeah.
I mean,
you know, that's all you really need, if anything. Is to say, like, hey, just turn your kid around so he's not pointing at traffic or whatever, you know. So no one will bitch. I heard something about teachers. There's an experimental thing where teachers are going to be paid in certain areas by how well their students do. They will receive bonuses based upon how their students do. They will be evaluated. And if they have two bad evaluations, they are fired. But if they have two good evaluations in a row, their base salary jumps up to like 50,000 or something like that.
Weird.
Do you think that's fair, though?
I don't.
When you give the extremes of students that could be in a classroom.
What if the kid's just stubborn and doesn't want to learn, and you're doing an excellent job of teaching, and like say that higher learning you get sent, is that going to be like in the projects too, where kids are just like prone to be rebellious and not learn? Like a, I don't know. I don't really think that's fair.
I don't either.
I think teachers should be held to a certain standard of a teaching ability and being able to.
I mean, say that someone is in the classroom evaluating, though, not like an evaluation from the students.
Right.
You know, or a grade based evaluation. I don't think that's fair. But if someone, you know, is within the classroom monitoring and they're noticing some things going on, you know, an evaluation process, you know. I don't necessarily agree with the firing or whatever, but like trying to correct negative things going on in the classroom from the teachers, and you know, if there is any. I mean, you know, you hear about it all the time.
I know there's probably
though,
some
right?
teachers that just don't give a shit, and they just go in there and go through the motions every day and think these kids are assholes. And they
well, people are disgruntled in every job, right?
Right. It's not just the postal workers.
Yeah.
I mean, it could be mostly, but I think that's kind of died down a little bit. I haven't seen a lot of crazy postal stories or anything. Mm-hmm. There's just as many crazy people doing other stuff that, they don't have to be postal workers.
No, they don't.
That might have just been a fluke.
But you do have to be Indian to open a casino.
Do you?
Well, you have to be a tribe, I guess.
Are you thinking about it?
No. Not anymore.
I
moved on from that plan.
That'd be a fun thing, though, but it'd be a big undertaking.
It would. Hey, you know, we lined up a couple guests January 15th. Jesse Priest.
Yeah.
And then also in January, the week before that, Superfan, who is also a sponsor this episode, Superfan.
Yeah, check out his videos on YouTube or at sickdaddy.com/superfan.
Yeah, man, you can check out some great videos of our local scene and what's going on over there. And they got some... What, video by 30 Pound Test?
Oh, yeah. They've got video by everybody. Well, not everybody.
He's got like 200 videos on there.
Over 200 videos.
And we really appreciate him helping support our show. I know he's one of the first people that always downloads our show quickly.
I know that there's about 20 or 30 of those videos that are Sons of Confusion videos. And a lot of them are the same songs, but they're different shows, different nights, different times, different versions. So we appreciate him putting those up there. It's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Super fan, Jared. And so if you'd like to be a guest on the show, just hit us up. Give us a Facebook message. Send us an email at contact@tagcastpodcast.com.
Yep.
You know
we're
how
not
to get a hold
beg
of us. Nope. If you want to be on the show, you got to contact us. Mm-hmm. I've got a few people in mind that I'm actually going to contact that have never been on the show just because, you know, we want to get some higher caliber people. But
yeah,
we like to have our
contact people.
We like to have our we like to have our friends on the show. And if you'd like to come on and you got something to talk about, and if you don't have something to talk about, we'll give you something to talk about.
Zach said he would love to come back.
Oh
on.
Yeah, Zach Rowe will be coming
and,
on the show.
Lloyd would love to too, but he's car lass.
Car lass.
I know. Yeah, other people too. I think have contacted me about it and other things. Maybe the guy from Pizza Now, because that would be great. I would be interested in hearing the story of how the Pizza Now came in and became the new dominant $5 pizza
store. Are they the only one in all, or they have other stores in other states?
I'm not sure. They might have one over in Lebanon, but I'm not sure if they do or not. Maybe
yeah, it
that's
seems
just
like
something
they'd,
planned.
Seems like they'd have it on the paper here if they had more than one address. So
they're just getting started, but I see big things in their future because I like the ingredients that they're using.
Yeah.
And I like their pizza pie.
And they've got all kinds of different bases to choose from. You know,
man. Yeah, if you went in there with $11, you could like build your own pizza and get some kick-ass shit going on.
They got
there.
A ranch base.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Barbecue base, Alfredo base.
If you just start with the $5 pepperoni and you added 4 toppings, that's a 5-topping pizza for like $11. Where else are you going to find that shit?
Shit, nowhere. And as soon as we get done wrapping up this episode, which is right around now, I'm going to try me a piece of cheese pizza.
Hell yeah.
Now. From Pizza Now. But we're hoping that our guest might show up over the weekend, and I don't know if he's going to or not, so it might just be me and you, buddy. which is fine. We can handle it. We're seasoned pros. We're coming up on 80 episodes. I think next week will be our 80th episode. I wasn't even going to count the little mini episodes of 200 and 300 because they're about 7 and 10 minutes apiece. But I think this is like 77.
That's badass, man.
Yeah, so we're doing a lot. It's not just for you. It's for ourselves because I enjoy doing it.
Yep.
And
77 episodes, and we got almost 155 downloads. That's one for me, each of me and you on every episode.
Yeah, exactly. That's like the podcast cast. They were saying that they've got four people that listen, but I know they're just being funny because there's more than that listen. They have to be. So check those guys out. Check out the podcast cast. Check out valmovements.net. And check out the tag cast and the Zappa tag cast. Check us all out. Go to our website and click on donate and give us a dollar or something out of your PayPal.
Do your shopping on Amazon through there.
Click on the Amazon link and do your Christmas shopping. You've only got limited days left. So do all that stuff and then come back on Monday and tell us how it was.
Yeah.
You can't tell us.
Make lots of soup over the weekend.
Why?
I'll tell you what to do with it on Monday.
Oh, store the soup over the weekend in your ass. Just like a corn dog in the night. Thanks for listening, guys. That took a weird turn, didn't it?
Yeah, it
did. We better get out of here and eat some pizza now. In the metal.
The TagCast podcast can be heard on iTunes,
Stitcher,
TuneIn Radio,
and our website,
TagCastPodcast.com.
You can also hear us rebroadcast on internet radio station Rock Out Radio on Friday evenings
and CNEU Radio on Monday afternoons.
Find us on Facebook and review us on iTunes.
Help support our show. Donate directly on our website.
Or click on our Amazon affiliate link before you shop there.
TagCastPodcast.com.
Hey, Taggots, what's up? You ready for your lowdown on the showdown? We got some shows coming up. The list is getting shorter, but still plenty for you guys to do. This Friday, the 7th of December at the Black Forest in Eugene, it's Strange Dichotomy and another band that I don't know how to pronounce, so I'm not even going to say it. It starts at 10 p.m. It's a free show. Go check out Strange Dichotomy. Those guys are rocking. The next day, Saturday, December 8th, it's the Dixie Creek Saloon Doom Show with Ninth Moon Black, Witchasaurus Hex, Griefhammer, and Die Like Gentlemen. And Die Like Gentlemen is from Portland. It starts at 9 p.m. It's 21 and over. Also a free show. Friday, December 14th at the Oak Street Speakeasy. Wow, wow, wow. Corrosion of Conformity is playing with Yob and Saviors. That's a 21 and over show. I got some info on the tickets. There will be 50 will call tickets posted online that will just be will call tickets, nothing physical. And then all other tickets will be just paid at the door, $15, which is a lot for the speakeasy, but not a lot when you're talking about COC and Yob. So hope to see you down there on December 14th. It starts at 9 o'clock. Get down there early so you can get your seat. And if you're not going to that and you're in the Corvallis area, the same night, December 14th, you should check out Floater and 30-Pound Test. That's at the Whiteside Theater at 4th and Monroe there in Corvallis. I believe the tickets are $20 plus the service charge. Saturday, December 15th, it's the Green Room's Bleepin' Funny Comedy Show, which is a clean comedy show, PG-13 style, with Leanne Jashaway. My buddy Seth Milstein will be performing there, and myself, and a few other people as well. More details are coming soon. That's a Saturday night at the Green Room, which is not always happening, so that will be cool for the Bleepin' Funny Comedy Show. And if you're not in Eugene that night and you're down by the Tangent Albany area, go see Sick Man and Strange Dichotomy with Floyd McCulloch open the show with an acoustic set. That's Dixie Creek Saloon, 9 p.m., 21 and over, and that is free as well. At the end of the month, the day after Christmas, we got the Oak Street Speakeasy Comedy Showcase with Seth Milstein and friends. I will be on that show, as well as a few other really funny comics. I don't have the details yet, but they are coming soon, so stay tuned to the TagCast podcast for more details on that, and more shows will be added to the show list next week, so be sure and listen next week and every day to the TagCast podcast. So go out and do something, you guys. You know you want it. Do it.
TagCastPodcast.com.